This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Lebanon today, as many return to their homes and bury their dead, the ceasefire between the Israeli army and Hezbollah forces appears more tenuous. Israeli commandos drop by helicopter into Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley to raid Hezbollah forces there. The Israeli army says it struck the area to disrupt arms shipments from Syria. Lebanese officials call today's action a flagrant violation of the ceasefire. This is French engineers began arriving in southern Lebanon as part of the United Nations peacekeeping force. NPR's Jamie Tarabay joins us from Tyre. Jamie, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And can you add anything about the Israeli commando raid earlier today?
Well, as you've said, the reports that we've been getting are that the commandos landed deep inside Lebanon by helicopter and they engaged in a gun battle with the Hezbollah fighters in one of their strongholds outside the village of Boudet, which is west of Baalbek in eastern Lebanon. An Israeli soldier was killed in the incident and two others were wounded. We're getting different reports from both sides about the incident. Hezbollah says that its guerrillas foiled the raid, and the Israeli army says that the mission was successful. It was supposed to prevent any weapons smuggling, and that it will continue to carry out these kinds of operations until there was a more effective monitoring unit, as they put it, in place. Reports also say that Israeli aircraft destroyed a bridge in the area where the landing took place. Now, Lebanon's Prime Minister Fouad Sanyoura has called this a flagrant violation of the ceasefire and says he's reported it to visiting UN envoys. The UN has also been keeping tabs on the truce. Yesterday, it reported that Israeli aircraft violated Lebanese airspace twice, and two Lebanese shepherds and about 100 sheep crossed the UN buffer zone towards Israel, so they also violated it too.
You got to watch the sheep. this ceasefire began on Monday. Are you seeing people moving back to their homes in significant numbers?
I drove this morning along the border through at least a dozen villages, and it was really interesting to see the contrast. There were some that were still completely deserted. They were like ghost towns. I mean, there was even one house that was completely shuttered tight but still had its laundry hanging outside. You know, there was and then in the next village, people were outside, people were clearing the rubble from outside. The roads were a mess. There wasn't a road that we took that didn't have a giant crater in the middle of it. Every place that we visited had been touched in some way by the fighting, and most of the people in there had either known someone who was injured or lost someone in the fighting as well. We saw several armored personnel carriers belonging to UNIFIL, the UN presence on the border, and we saw them actually closer to the Israeli border than the Lebanese army forces that we came across.
And you saw some Lebanese army forces. They after all, have the job ahead of them. They're supposed to engage with Hezbollah.
Yes, that's right. They're still spreading out into the south. They're only in certain areas, and as I said, they're not particularly close to the border. We went to a Christian village called Ramesh, which is very close to the Israeli border. In fact, when we were there, my mobile phone reception switched to the Israeli mobile phone network, and the people there said that they hadn't seen any army and that they were waiting for the army to arrive. But they were also out there in the streets in different areas.
Short answer, Hezbollah popular in South Lebanon?
Extremely. People are still defiant, and they're calling this a great victory over Israel and America.
NPR's Jamie Tarabay speaking from Tyre, Lebanon. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.